Looking for reliable, expert web hosting? Audio streaming for radio, internet stations and FM alike. www.simplecast.co.uk. Custom packages, bargain starter packages, domain name sales with auto setup within 5 minutes. If you've thought of a broadcast, we've thought of a solution. www.simplecast.co.uk. Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 23rd of July. You're listening to Paul Andrews and I am joined by the startlingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hola, chico.
Hola, chico.
Where's me sombrero?
Now, you know.
It's on the airport at Alicante, isn't it? I know that's where you'd left.
Have you seen the size of that sombrero, young man?
Oh, blimey. And the donkey?
There's no way I could get them into my hand luggage. They're very strict. I have bought you a little something.
Oh, have you? What have you got me?
Yeah, a little something.
What is it? Maracas?
No, it's not maracas.
What is it?
I can't bear the thought of you playing maracas.
Really? What is it in?
Well, you have to open it and see me.
I'm opening it.
It's something lovely.
It is?
Yeah, it's a lovely present.
I can't read it. It's licorice. Oh, well done.
Yeah, it's Spanish licorice.
Spanish licorice. Yeah. That makes all the difference.
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I will get you this sombrero one day.
And the donkey.
I'm working on it. Yeah,
and the donkey attached.
There's quite a sad story, though.
Really?
I do love Spain.
No.
I do love Spain. I really love Spain.
No, really?
Yeah.
Is that why you go there 8 times a summer?
I'm going again in August.
I know
my
you
dates.
Are. I know. Yes, I know you are.
I've said you can come. I'm always inviting you.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Anyway, the bull running.
It's
It's not good. So what they did in Moira...
Stop chasing them, that's what I recommend.
Yeah, I saw that tweet, thank you very much. I also saw the tweet while we're talking about it, something about me looking like the size of a mountain.
No.
Yes.
No, let's be fair here. Let's be utterly...
It was very rude.
No.
Let's alluding to my weight.
No, not at all. You took it that way. You tweeted a photograph of a beach.
Yes.
Which got into my timeline
yes.
and made me incredibly unhappy. Because I was sat there being really hot and busy and working really hard, and you tweeted a photo of a gorgeous beach.
Yes, I was having a little tequila sunrise.
And you just said, this is my beach.
Yes.
And I couldn't see you anywhere on it, so I just alluded to the fact that maybe you disguised yourself as a rather large rock.
Yeah, which frankly offended me.
Ah, right, okay.
And I've had a few opinions on it, and everybody has agreed that you were rude and offensive.
Oh, good, I'm pleased.
Back to the little bulls. Can you turn your mobile off,
Paul? It is off. Why do people always ring me as soon as I go live on air?
It's only your mum, isn't it? Making sure you've got cotton vest on.
You've got your vest on.
Your cotton vest on, lovely. Your little handkerchief and knots on. Anyway, the bull, it gets worse. Not only do they run it through the street, and I've watched it, and it froths at the mouth. It's really awful. Mm. But at the end, they take great delight in running it through into the sea.
Really?
Which isn't very nice, is it? And that's the only thing I don't like about Spain. No. I love everything else.
It's not something they do as much as they used to anyway, is it?
I think
being serious for a moment, it is something that only certain regions now still do.
Well, where I am in Valencia, it's big. But I think that next year they're saying it might be the last one.
Yeah.
And I'm actually meeting Spaniards who are also feeling sad about it. So.
Yeah.
But on a brighter note, the paella, the aioli... Oh, fantastic. You saw my picture of paella.
I
ate all that on my own.
It doesn't surprise me. And then and then impersonated a rock. How did I know?
You see, you did say it and you did mean it.
You've just
put your foot in.
All right, you've got me.
Why I buy you licorice, frankly? Spend my holiday traipsing around trying to find you a present.
Yeah, because you like me. And as a fop for not bringing my sombrero and donkey back.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, read an email. We've got loads of tweets. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, though. So you can tweet us in by following me at VanillaWeb and sending us a tweet. Or you can call us if you really want on 01303 874 998. We'd love to hear from you. That's 01 303 874 998, or you can send me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But tweeting is best.
Yes,
and we'd love to hear from
we
you
would.
On the Twitter.
We want to know what's going on with your business in Kent or surrounds. We do have people from Essex on even.
Blimey, are they allowed?
We do, yeah.
Blimey, how did they get on?
Did you know, Paul Andrews, that there's a Women in Business lunch coming up?
I didn't, is there?
No.
Tell us about it.
It's at Eastwell Manor.
Blimey.
And it's Thursday, the 26th of September, 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. And it's three vital steps to ditch your biggest enemy.
I need that.
Are you looking at me? And immediately boost your inner vitality. Now, there's something we need, don't we?
You speak for yourself, love.
Inner vitality. Stress is a huge problem today, apparently. Not if you've just been on a mountain in Spain, it's not. I'm feeling very relaxed.
She is so chilled, listen, she's horizontal.
Yeah, when I've just been listening to Golden Brown, that made me relax too.
Yeah, true.
Stranglers. Particularly for business and professional women who are usually caught up in a vicious cycle of workaholism and perfectionism. Now, why are women more stressed when they work? Because they have to come home and do the dishes and load the blimmin' washing.
Go by that email. She's on one of her rants again.
The dog. And I woke up this morning. My new husband is working from home. I'm leaving. And I said, he said, don't worry, darling, I'll do it all. You go off and do your little show. And I said, has the dog been fed? This is at 6:30 in the morning. Oh, no, I haven't fed the dog. Has the dog had her tablets? Oh, no, I haven't fed her. So, in other words, women do it all.
Really?
They do. So, Dr. Alison Grimston is going to help women through their own transformation to a vibrant life using a seven-step vitality system. Dr. Alison is an inspirational holistic doctor who empowers professional and entrepreneurial women to manage their energy and stress, allowing them to live life fully. Also, Sandra Matthews Marsh, who joined Visit Kent as chief exec in 2004, she'll be there too, and she's got had a 14-year career in local government with a regional tourist board. So the lunch will be full of learning, inspiration, and brilliant networking. It's £29.50 plus VAT, and to book your place, I will read out a telephone, so get your pen ready. You can go online, and you can go to www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk/networking/women in business. You can phone Penny on 01732 758 530, and that's from Carol Black, who runs the Kent Business Events. And that is Paul Andrews squeaking in the background.
Sorry about that. I moved my mic. That sounds like a good event.
It does.
Hmm. Good.
Yeah.
I can't go, obviously.
Thursday 26 at 2:13. You can't go, no. Unless you wear that skirt that you wore the other night. That was quite nice.
It was fetching, wasn't it?
Very fetching.
Yeah. No, don't worry. I've got a few tweets here, and I want to start reading them, otherwise they're going to get out of hand, because
please
we
do.
Don't have too many.
We don't want them getting out of
hand. We had a tweet from F. Keys, who are the Microsoft trainers over there in Medway City Estate in Rochester. Hi, guys, and they've got a full day of training going on over there. You ought to follow them as well, because they're really great. One of the things they do is they tweet out hot tips on things like Excel and Word and stuff like that. Really useful stuff.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet last night about how to set times in a spreadsheet, you know, clock times, which I just had no idea about.
You have so much knowledge.
Yeah, I know. I immediately went and started a spreadsheet just so I could do it.
Yeah.
I didn't have any need for it, but I did it because it was just fascinating.
Yeah.
And I just loved it.
Well, you're that type, aren't you?
Yeah,
you like all that
geeky
stuff.
So that's F. Keys over in Midway City Estates. And then we've got the lovely Adrian Kinney, a.k.a. Pet Services. He did a run for a dog this morning at 4 o'clock.
Did he?
Yeah.
Took it jogging or?
No, he took it to the animal hospital.
When you said did a run?
No, you know,
I thought it might be a greyhound.
If I could get a word in, it would help, wouldn't it?
Greyhound or something.
No, he didn't say what make.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just said he was up at 4 taking a dog to the hospital.
Gosh.
Adrian runs AK Pet Services, which is a pet taxi service, and he had, is that you? That's you.
No, it's not me. No, I have had a tweet from Lisa Settle, though, while you're looking at your phone, who says, at Vanilla Web, at your second, lovely to hear the old string vest get a mention again.
Hey, Lisa, you wouldn't worry about that. I've got micro speedos on in here. It is so warm.
I tell you what, you've got great legs.
I know.
Great
legs. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you like the nail file?
Do I like it?
My leg.
One leg.
Well, I'm only showing you one at a time.
The wooden one.
I'm not going to show you both.
Well, the wooden one.
Not both at once, that would be rude.
Mind you, it's the parrot on your shoulder and the crutch that gives it away.
Leave my crutch out of it. The nail polish on my toes is at least consistent, unlike some people.
Oh, that is below the belt, Mr. Andrews. I'll have you know, I repaired my nail polish very early this morning. That's all I had.
Yeah, we'll say no more about
that. There wasn't time for emergency... Well, look, when you said that, look what just popped up on my message.
Go on, read it out.
That's a miracle. Yeah. Well, when Mr. Andrews alluded to my scruffy toenails, which have been chipped about on the beach, I had a message, which is a reminder from Serenity Becker, that's Serenity Health and Beauty in Swellcliff. Hi, Jules. Don't forget your appointment at Serenity Swellcliff tomorrow.
Your nail polish done.
4 o'clock, yeah. There's a phone number if you want to have your toenails done. It's 01227.
That is interactive marketing at its best, isn't it?
794202.
You've got to do that just for the pure cheek of that, haven't you? That's brilliant. We've got a new follower here as well.
Have we?
Yeah, which is really nice. And she's asked for a shout out. On the Twitter, she's Laura Jane Healy, and she's known as Princess and Pugs. All one word, Princess and Pugs. But her business, let me see, Princess and Pugs, nationwide clothes and dress agency, sourcing designer clothes, shoes, bags and accessories. And they're based in East Sussex, near Tunbridge Wells. Is what she says.
Is East Sussex near Tunbridge Wells?
I'm not very
good on geography.
It can be.
Just over the border.
It is. I mean, she didn't say border. Exactly where in East Sussex, so she would probably be somewhere in Crowborough or Uckfield or somewhere like that, or Heathfield, somewhere around there. But you can find out if you want, because she's given us a website address nicely. Which is Princess and Pugs. That's P-U-G-S. Princess and A-N-D Pugs.co.uk. So check that out. Thank you, Laura. That's Laura Jane Healy, princessandpugs.co.uk.
It's nice to get some new ones. I've got a new follower. RL Plastering has just followed me.
He's heard about your drink problem, has he? Maybe I see that kind of plastering. Right.
Maybe the cracks in my face from the sun.
It's Serenity Becker will be back on a minute.
Oh, I was very careful. I wore Factor 30 and had a hat.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't want to look like an old leather handbag.
No, exactly, and disguise yourself as a rock, which I thought was quite clever on that beach.
Can you not mention it once more? Because you're backpedalling, aren't you?
Am I really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've had a tweet from Another Journey Begins, Angela, saying, yay! That's what she said, yay! It's Mrs. Bunker, yay!
But you see, yay has taken over from yeah, hasn't it? It's very American, isn't it? It upsets me a bit, Angela, if you're listening.
Oh, Angela, don't say yay.
No, we want Y-E-A-H. H, please.
Right.
Not yay. We're not on The Simpsons.
And we've also had Trish Stretton of People Face to Face.
Now, she makes a lovely lemon drizzled cake, Paul Andrews.
Your one weakness, Jules.
Yeah, she does. She does make a lovely lemon drizzled cake, and it's gluten-free. Cool. So I can eat as much as I want, basically.
Right. Do you know it's raining outside?
Lovely. Well, we need it. We need a breath of fresh air.
That is very true.
Look, our guest Steve's making notes, you know, like never to come on again. He's scribbling.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. He's probably going to report you to some authority somewhere. Have you locked up?
The authority.
I've got an email here that I want to read.
Oh, have you? Do you?
Yeah, it's about a new networking group called Click Networking, and they've launched in Tunbridge Wells, and they are a new networking group starting in Tunbridge Wells in September. Click Networking is being offered by Click Creative, a full-service design agency, in conjunction with the Rosemary Schrager. That's not easy to say.
No, not when you're like you.
No, the Rosemary Schrager Cookery School. S-H-R-A-G-E-R.
Schrager. It could be a Schrager.
Schrager.
Rosemary Schrager. I would probably say Schrager.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there.
But then Rosemary, you know, Schrager. That I mispronounce most Kent things.
Yeah, but this is somebody's name, not a place called West Malling.
I'm all right with names.
Yeah.
People's names.
Ickham, which would be item.
Yeah.
Drod.
I must tell you now, listener, his hand is on his hip. I can tell you've saved up, 14 days of insults, haven't you?
Absolutely. I've been beside myself. I've been pacing around at night with nobody to moan at. Anyway, the said Rosemary Schrager Cookery School, it follows their move to new offices in the heart of historic Tunbridge Wells. Click Creative offers complete design and marketing services, including branding and identity, graphic design, photography, website design and development, merchandise, copywriting and public relations. Networking has been crucial to helping us develop Click Creative to the point where we outgrew our offices in Langton Green and needed to move to new premises in the Lower Pentiles, explained Click Creative Director David Bartholomew. Now we want to be able to offer a fantastic new networking opportunity to other businesses in and around Tunbridge Wells to enable them to make great business relationships that will help them realise their dreams. So Click Creative are partnering with celebrity chef Rosemary Schrager to make Click Networking a unique business event. And that will be commencing on the 12th of September. It will be the second Thursday of every month from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And it will take place at the Rosemary Schrager Cookery School. And you can find out all about it by going to their website, www.clicknetworking.co.uk.
Well, they should come on Scoff and Quaff, that superior show. It's on a Tuesday morning between 11 to 12.
Absolutely.
Is it up to listen again now, Scoff and Quaff?
It is indeed, yeah. But well, people will be listening to this, and I want to listen to that.
They can listen to this. Tea time, they can listen to it.
Exactly. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
Bit of tunage.
You got something seasonal?
No, I've got something disco.
Have you?
Yeah, house.
Oh,
I
could do them.
Yeah.
Disco.
Bit of Fatboy Slim.
Oh, yeah.
provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Sirkin. Bit of Fat Boy Slim there. Right here, right now.
Yeah, were you thinking of me as the slim and you as the fat boy?
I had no comment to make on that at all.
I think that's where you were going.
I had no comment to make on that at all. It just came to me.
You saw my snake hips coming in this morning and thought of me.
Yeah. Cool. I think we'll go with another email, Jules.
Okay. Marker Study Group has been named both Employer of the Year and Large Business of the Year at the Kent Excellent in Business Awards, that's the KEBA Awards, on June the 27th. So their headquarters is in Bessel Green, Sevenoaks, and the group's operations include Marker Study Insurance and Zenith Insurance, Auto Windscreens and Broker Division, incorporating the Insurance Factory and Insurance Choice. So well done there, guys. That's a fantastic accolade for you guys as winner of the KEBA Awards. And the Southern Model Show is coming to Kent, did you know? That is expecting over 12,000 visitors to this new event, and it'll be based at Headcorn Aerodrome in Kent on the 14th and 15th of September. It'll be one of the largest shows of its type in the country. Let's go for country. Yeah. One of the largest shows in the whole world.
In the world, in the universe, in everywhere.
The, what's bigger than the universe?
The cosmos, everywhere. Yeah. Infinity.
Yeah, infinity.
It's the Infinity Show, coming to Headcorn.
This is an ideal family show with something for everyone. There'll be aeroplanes, helicopters, boats, cars, tanks, and full-size aero display on both days. I was looking at you because I thought you were going to do one of your helicopter impersonations.
No, I was going to tell you something in a minute.
Who's out that flies around in the helicopter doing things? It was one of our
Hawkeye, listeners. That's Peter Wood.
Yeah.
He does Hawkeye photography. Right. No, I was going to tell you last week was War and Peace show down here at Folkestone Racecourse.
Oh, yeah, did you go?
No, I didn't because I kept getting over. Well, I was down here quite a lot last week, and I kept getting overtaken by tanks and various armoured vehicles and stuff in the road in Hive. It was really disconcerting at first. I thought, blimey, there's a revolution going on at last.
Didn't know about.
At last, come the glorious day, brothers and sisters.
Anyway, as I was saying, as well as seeing models in action, you'll be able to get up close and chat with the owners, and there'll be many a specialist trader who will have all of the latest models and accessories on sale. A full day with flying and other demonstrations starting around 10 a.m. each day. And on Saturday, hot air balloons. Now, who does that remind me of? A full-size flying display with pyrotechnics and the amazing night model flying. So you can also camp, Paul Andrews, if you wish. For the weekend.
No, I knew you didn't have to do that. I knew what the illusion was. Don't worry.
Doors open at 10 a.m. on both days, and tickets are priced at £10 per adult, £8 for kiddies, and £30 for family adult, which is 2 plus 2. And there's 2-day tickets and all sorts of things. So check that out. It's the Southern Model Show coming to Kent, and it is on the 14th and 15th. So it's a date for your diary, guys.
Thank you for that.
Go Vicinity, Rob Parker and Mike there and Ellie have said, yeah.
Ah, that will teach you. That will learn you.
Not yay.
Right. Okay. Mm. So your little gang in Whitstable are all backing you up, are they?
Yeah. Well, he's in Canterbury, actually, because I know, because I go into the car park by the cinema and use his Wi-Fi.
If you go
there, I tap in, you see.
All right.
Just sit there.
Hey, Rob, don't worry about it, mate.
But yes, yeah is better, isn't it?
How about this for a follower, then?
Yeah.
We've got a new follower.
Have we?
Yeah, and his Twitter handle is Family Biz Paul. Okay.
Family Biz?
Paul, P-A-U-L.
Yeah.
But his name is Paul Andrews. He says, I had to follow you as we've got the same name.
How bizarre.
There you go. And why wouldn't you?
Wait till Meerkat View hears about that.
I know.
Oh, do you? Cool.
Oh, he must be one of your fans.
How about that? So there's two of us.
I think there might be quite a few.
Life just got bad for you. No, there is actually. The former, I think, got to be careful here because he got into a bit of trouble, but a former lead guitarist of Iron Maiden was also, his real name was Paul Andrews.
I thought you were the lead guitarist of Iron Maiden.
I don't tell people that.
Yeah,
I don't want to know.
I've seen you rocking around the studio.
Headbanging.
I thought you were.
Yeah. With my hair flying everywhere.
Yeah. Lisa Settle says that you put her off for lunch, the image of you in your Speedo trunks.
Oh, Lisa.
Yeah, she's put off her lunch.
We budgie smugglers.
Oh, no. Okay. You know, sometimes I wonder.
Do you? Well, wonder no more. We're going to do one last tweet, and then we're going to come to our first studio guest.
Yes.
We've had a tweet from Mac UK, and I want to be a little bit serious here for a moment. Mac, I happen to know, are a mental health charity based in London. They're quite a small charity, but they've had some major successes just recently because they've been adopted by Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream.
Oh!
And Ben and Jerry are developing a flavour specifically for Mac and are branding that flavour with the Mac logo. So you'll be able to buy Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream supporting Mac, the mental health charity. And also, they are about to embark on a new plan, which some of their clients have designed some designs, and they are going to have some hoodies made.
Oh, that's good.
With those designs on. So if there's any business out there that would like to support a charity by helping in any way, either by providing the hoodies or doing the printing or giving some money towards it, please let me know by dropping me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and I will forward that on to the lovely girls, Charlie Alcock and Felicity Randolph, at Mac UK.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Yes.
And you see, you could have a hoodie and wear it the other way round so that it actually masks your face when I'm facing you on show.
That would work, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so. Work. Muffle yeah. you a bit, though, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. Which would suit you down to the ground.
It would.
I have to tell you, listener, that I was invited to take part in a European road race, a car race to Monaco in September.
Hot in here, isn't it?
And I stupidly said, I'd really like to do that. And Jules has been hassling me ever since.
Yeah, you've got to go.
She's so desperate to sit in this chair and take over from me.
Yes.
That she's been trying to get me to go.
I could turn this into Scoff and Quaff too, couldn't
yeah, I? Yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do go. I'll book your place on that.
Thank you. Enough of all that. Let's get some seriousness into this proceedings. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker for the first time Mr. Steve Sampson of Kent County Council Business Unit. So welcome to the Business Bunker, Steve.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show today. Really appreciate it.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Tell us a little bit about what you do with Kent County Council and kind of the rationale for the business unit that you have going there.
Okay, well, my main role at Kent County Council is Trade Development Manager, which basically means that I'm looking at ways to help more of our Kent businesses, more of our fantastic businesses that are out there in the county, to realise their export potential, because we think that we've had some research done a couple of years back, actually, that suggested that not many Kent businesses compared to other neighbouring counties are exporting, and as you know, we're in a bit of a difficult economic situation.
I had heard
in the UK, in case you hadn't noticed, and obviously export, selling stuff overseas, is going to help us get out of that. So you know, we're really keen to support companies in as many ways as possible to actually realise their potential and take some of those great products and services that we have here in Kent and take them to new markets.
Cool. So is there any? Is this a pre-formatted thing? So are you doing things, like for instance, I've been doing some work with Locating Kent just recently, and they've been talking about marketing Kent in specific regions. Is your unit looking at specific regions to export to? Well, or is it a more general approach to it?
Well, it's kind of a more general approach, but we do have some specifics in there. So if I just sort of take a step back a minute, we've got the Kent International Business Partnership, which we're leading from Kent County Council, but that basically involves all the support organisations in Kent that have a role to play in helping companies in international markets. So UK Trade and Investment, Enterprise Europe Network, Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, Federation of Small Businesses, IOD, the whole range of partners there.
Yeah.
And basically, through those partners, there's kind of access to different markets. So I, for example, am running a project called 2Cs Trade, which is we've got some EU funding for, and that's actually about taking first steps or helping companies take first steps just across the channel, really.
Right.
So France, Belgium, Netherlands, but of course we know that there's other companies out there already trading worldwide. There's a company over in Sittingbourne, Wirebelt, who are actually, I think they export to a country with every letter of the alphabet excluding X. So if anyone knows but a company, a country starting with X that they can target, that would complete their list.
Right, okay.
Cool. There's a challenge.
Yeah, there is. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Okay. Steve, is this following on from the 10 project?
Yeah, well, 10 was a project that ran finished last year, I believe, or 2 years ago. And 2C's Trade, it covers the same area, but we're trying some different things. So what we're doing through that project is, for example, taking companies. Last year, we took a group of food and drink businesses from Kent to a big international trade fair in Belgium.
Right.
And we took Quex Foods, who do Kent Crisps.
Yep,
we took Fudge Kitchen, who you may know.
Cheeses of Kent. Didn't you?
They came for it. So there were two things we did. One, we had a big stand that had some Dutch companies, some Flemish companies, and some Kent companies on. We took those four companies from Kent to actually exhibit their products through the duration of the fair. And now, as a result of that, quite a few of them are actually exporting regularly, not just to Belgium where the fair was, but to Australia and all over the place as well as a result. And we also took about 20 or so other Kent businesses in the food and drink sector for a day, just to kind of wander around the fair, look at what the Belgian market's like, get a feel for the competition, and see if their products or services might work in a new market.
I mean, do you feel, I mean, I'm making a supposition here, and you'll have a much better idea than I have, but it would strike me that one of the difficulties of getting business interested in the first place is they go, no, that's too difficult, it's too complicated.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's you know, one of the reasons behind the Kent International Business, really. You know, obviously doing business in a different country is going to be a bit more complicated than just trading locally or nationally. But the message really is that there is a lot of support out there.
Right.
You know, and there's experts not only within the Kent business community. There's some fantastic companies already, well experienced in overseas markets who've got some great tips and stories to tell. But of course, there is a lot of support out there. A lot of it free of charge as well that can help you with your anything from export documentation to your international market research to your finance. You know, all that kind of stuff. The message, companies are daunted by it. They think it's going to be hard work, but actually, with the right support, it's totally possible. And we've got a lot of case studies that prove that is the case.
That's cool. So, how do you attract the companies that you think would benefit most from expanding into overseas and export trade?
Well, something we're trying at the moment is something called KIB 100, which basically is a group of companies we're trying to set up. We're up to about 20 members so far, and the idea of that is that's going to bring together existing and experienced exporters with companies that are new to international markets or determined to look at international markets as a way to help them grow. So we're obviously communicating via the KIB partners. That's part of the reason I'm here today, to say there's this new group that you can join if you're interested.
So it's Kent in Business, KIB.
So kentinternationalbusiness.co.uk is the website, and that's where all the information is.
Okay.
And KIB, Kent International Business, that's right.
We will put a link to that. In fact, there is one already, but we'll put a link to that on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up on that. It's fascinating. So you've done this trade fair in Belgium, did you say?
That's right, yeah, Belgium last year. We've got we've just got back from France, actually, in June. We took some environmental technology companies over to Lille in June for another trade fair as well. And we've got another food and drink one coming up in September in Ghent. That's more... slight difference. That one's kind of selling to the public, as it were, so really a chance to see what the end user thinks of the products.
Okay.
And again, we're currently recruiting for companies to actually join us on our stand there.
Okay. If anyone out there is listening, it'll be a miracle. No, if anybody's out there listening and they think, I'd like to find out more about this. Is there any particular criteria that they have to fulfil in order to join you on one of these things?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the initiative. There's quite a few things that are happening that the different partners are organising locally. So workshops to actually find out what those first steps are to kind of, talk about labelling or adapting your product for a new market.
Right.
And there's a range of other things that are perhaps for companies that are perhaps a little bit further down there. Down the journey. So a company that has, if they got a large overseas order, could they fulfill it, etc. So I guess we look at the different opportunities we've got to offer,
right,
and we kind of tailor them to the different companies that we're working with.
Cool. Okay. And did you just say that you also do workshops to tell people
about 2C's Trade is just an example. We've done a range of workshops across the county. We've got, there's one that the Institute of Directors is organising this Thursday. It's I think also at Eastwell Manor.
Right. Okay.
And that's the 25th of July, and that's looking at, it's called Beyond Brics. Where are the Brits? So what are those? Obviously, most people have heard of the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, but where are those new emerging markets?
Yeah.
Perhaps, you know, that there are real opportunities for UK products.
Mm. So that's going to be Nigeria and Burma and those kinds.
It could be, yeah. That I think the new sort of acronym that's becoming popular is CIBIT. So Colombia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Egypt, Turkey.
I need to talk to my new husband after the show. I'll give you his, because he's head of international emerging markets for Bloomberg.
Oh, so brilliant. That'd be a great resource, fantastic. Mm. Yeah, and of course we're always looking for people to come and, you know, talk to companies at different events and workshops that we organise.
But you're not just looking for food and drink businesses, so many other different types.
Not at all. There's, I mean, that was just an example through the 2C's Trade project, but you know, we certainly, you know, through KIB 100, I'll just give you an indication of some of the companies that have kind of signed up already. We've got a lot of manufacturers. I've mentioned Wirebelt already, so they do stainless steel conveyor belts. We've got another company, Ashford Instrumentation Limited, who do pressure gauges. We've got a small company up at the in Canterbury who do animal venoms and
venom tech.
That's right, biotherapeutic tools. So you know, there's a whole range, and I think the message is that, you know, whatever it is you're producing, there's probably a market out there for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had a tweet from James Gardner. Hello, Vanilla Web and Jules. Also, thanks for mentioning bespoke. What's it? Ironing. Bespoke.
You've got a tweet.
I know, it's hard to read. Hang on. A few weeks ago, but can you give us a mention, please? It's James Gardner.
Yeah, yeah.
James. Component Force for all your plastic moulding needs.
That's right. We know. They're a great company. They're already on our list. We've been in touch. In fact, they were one of the finalists for our international Success in International Markets Keebra Award. And, you know, they are active in the US, and they're currently looking at a couple of other markets as well.
He's a very handsome chap on Twitter, I can see him, but it was Bespoke Ironing. We mentioned them, he's had his shirt ironed. I can see on Twitter it looks lovely.
Oh, right.
None of the corners of the collar are frayed or curled up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Carry on.
No, thank you for that interjection. No,
but I just thought of him with his wheelbarrow handles that you said he does.
Fork handles, thank you.
Yeah, fork handles.
No, Component Force are really interesting. Funnily enough, I was going to say, and it's a bit spooky that James just tweeted in, yeah, because some time ago, or about maybe even 2 years ago, before we started, we did a theme about manufacturing in Kent on the show, and there's a website that grew out of that called Made in Kent, which is a portal just for manufacturers to advertise on. And a great mate of mine, Steve Plumridge, runs a manufacturing business in Dartford called Cantium Scientific. And he was on the show talking about what the stuff that they make, and everybody just assumed that he made it in had it made in China and brought back here.
Mm.
But in fact, it was completely the opposite. He had it made it here, and his main components were from Component Force in Chatham.
Brilliant.
But his market, he sold all of them to China.
Wow,
fantastic!
So he did it completely the other way around. So that was apposite that James told us about his shirt at that time.
We're hearing quite a lot of stories about that, actually, the companies that are bringing back the manufacturing to the UK and to Kent in particular.
Absolutely.
Of course, it's those type of companies that we think have got real potential to actually start to sell, you know, back to China. Let's do it, why not?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So where do we go from here, Steve? What's next in the pipeline
I mean, there's a bit of a break over the summer where we're kind of reflecting where we are, but quite a heavy events programme coming up. And the best place for people to have a look is the Kent International Business website, kentinternationalbusiness.co.uk. Just saying, it is quite hot in here.
It is very hot in here.
Just giving him a fan as he sits.
If you like the heat, then, you know, you look at sort of perhaps the Middle East or some of these other exotic
markets. What we did is we thought we'd make it environmental for you, Steve.
Yeah.
You must be so used to working abroad in hot climates.
I just had an idea, Steve. Do you have on your book, in your top 100, air conditioning, because we really do need.
No, we've got air conditioning, just can't have it on while we're on air.
Not up to my
taste. Anyway, you interrupted the man, sorry.
Yeah, no, not so far, but, you know, we're open to that. But I think, you know, have a look at the website, and I think really the message is we'd love to hear from you, you know, whether you're just thinking about exporting, or, you know, it's just an initial idea, or whether you're already exporting, you know, we'd love to hear from you, because there's so much out there, to support you in terms of, you know, getting your products into new markets, but also in terms of capitalizing what you've done already. You know, companies have told us that peer-to-peer support, you know, learning from where what others have done is really valuable, and, you know, we're really keen to tap into that as well. So
absolutely.
So please get in touch via the website. You can email me as well, steve.samson@kent.gov.uk.
That's Samson without a P.
That's without a P, yeah. the website, tweet us as well. We're on Twitter.
What's Kent, your Twitter handle?
Kent_int_biz.
Brilliant. For the moment, Steve, thank you for joining us in the Business Bunker. It's been absolutely fascinating. We're going to hear from one of the businesses that you partnered with later on in the show. But do stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to join in. Brilliant. But for the moment, thank you so much. If you want to find out any more about what Steve was talking about and the opportunities for looking at the potential of exporting for your business, then the link to the Ken International Business website is on the Ken Business Radio website, and you will be able to find that, and that will be there forever. If you need any more contact details, then you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and I will gladly, happily and willingly pass them on to Steve and his colleagues. So thank you for the moment, Steve, but do feel free to stay and join in and sweat along with the rest of us in this little heat box we've got here. I think you can do another email, Jules, at the moment.
Oh, you've interrupted me tweeting. Okay, here's one. By the way, this Thursday it's the Lenmys Tweet Up, which is a free business networking event.
It wouldn't be in Roper Road, Canterbury, by any chance, blimey.
With free parking, and you can also stay for luncheon. There is a very good confit of duck or canard, depending on your whether you're French or not. And it's free, as I said, 10 till 12. You can look on the website, which is www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. There's lots of other events around. And if you're looking to do a tweet up and you have a venue, the Kent Business Tweet Up are saying that they will support you on that and help you.
Cool. We've had some tweets. Venom Tech had tweeted, by the way.
Oh, great. Oh, they're
so
listening.
We're tuned in to the excellent Business Bunker radio show. And hold on, I've got a second tweet. Great to hear about the KIB 100 on the Bunker. We're pleased to have joined. So
brilliant.
Thank you for that, guys.
We're delighted to have them with us. So.
Cool. Go for Synity. Rob has tweeted.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Lovely Rob.
He said, if you want to know, Jules, our Wi-Fi password is not on your Nelly.
I'll have you know, my Nelly knows his password. No, it doesn't really. I have tried to tap in, but he won't let me. Wonder why.
I don't know. Cool.
I was just about to say that, did you know, Paul Andrews, that plans have been unveiled for a 1.5 million revamped conference centre at the Kent County Showground? That's at Detling, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Which I pronounced correctly, Detling. Kent
You've
County,
got away with that, Detling.
Kent County Agricultural Society has confirmed the go-ahead for the project during the Kent County Show, which, as we know, attracts large, huge crowds. And the hot weather is attracting many more visitors than last year's rain-affected event. Many came to see the camel racing. I do like a camel. The new structure will replace the existing Kent Pavilion building, which has opened in which was opened in 2004. It'll be huge. It's going to be 44 metres wide and 72 metres long. What's that in inches, Andrews?
Lots.
You never trust a man when he tells you about his inches anyway.
Aye, enough of that. Come on.
It will, because I've seen the size of your shoes. It will seat between 3,000 and 4,000 people in theatre style and add to the existing... Oh, they could have a bull running thing there, couldn't they?
That'd I be don't awful. Think that's on the plan somehow, Jules.
No.
call me old-fashioned, but I just don't think they're going to do that.
You're old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Clive Emson Conference Centre, which stages scores of events during the year, including the recent gala dinner for the Kent Excellence in Business Awards, the Keeber Awards. So well done there. That's a great 1.5 million revamped conference centre for the Kent County Showground.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Good stuff. I've had a tweet from Chris Pollard.
Have you?
He says, welcome back, Jules.
Hello.
He says, I guess you drunk Spain dry of Carver.
Yes.
There's a man that knows you.
There was a shortage, Chris, but I've brought my own supply with me.
Cool. He also said, doors to manual, the Josie McQuire arrives back in the UK in 10 hours and 30 minutes. Nice one, Chris. Chris and I are going to the cricket on Wednesday, so I'll see you at the cricket, mate. Kent versus Essex at the St Lawrence Ground. Looking forward to that.
Are you playing?
Cool. Nah. Hey, what about this? Adrian AK Pet Services.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, sorry, I stopped listening. Just
returned. How rude.
Well, listen, just returned from Trinity Vet Centre, Maidstone, with a budgie with a broken leg.
Oh. Oh. And their legs are only that big, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, how do they repair that then?
Don't know.
Should have matched it.
Should have brought it back in your budgie smugglers.
Oh, is that why he...
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Nice one,
Adrian. Lowering the tone.
Yeah. Right.
Is he on the show next week?
He is indeed. Yeah.
That'll be lovely.
Mm.
We can ask him which greyhound he was jogging with.
Residents from Avante Care and Support Care Home, Pilgrim's View in Snodland, were thrilled to be invited to the garden party at Buckingham Palace.
The event was
held by the Not Forgotten Association for ex-servicemen and was attended by Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal. Resident Gladys Mason, aged 91, said she'd love to go and was escorted by activities coordinator Patricia Terry. They had a great time and it was a memorable occasion for both Gladys and Patsy. The Not Forgotten Association's annual garden party, in the presence of its patron, Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal, was held at Buckingham Palace on Tuesday the 2nd of July. It was a magnificent event enjoyed by over 2,000 beneficiaries, with war pensioners drawn from all three services, different wars and campaigns from Dunkirk to Afghanistan. Her Royal Highness, accompanied by Vice Admiral Sir Timothy Lawrence, that's her husband, isn't it, spent over 2 hours meeting many people during the course of the afternoon. The beating retreat served as the finale to this wonderful event. Marshal of the Royal Air Force, Lord Craig, took the salute and everyone went away happy. The Not Forgotten Association is uniquely privileged to hold a garden party annually by kind permission of Her Majesty the Queen, and the privilege dates back to the first royal patron, Her Royal Highness Princess Mary, who invited 600 seriously wounded for afternoon tea.
I'd love to go for an afternoon tea.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. Well done.
Yeah, that sounds like a lovely story.
It does indeed.
And yes, Lawrence, he is her, Commander Lawrence, isn't it?
Timothy Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah, he is her husband. Second husband.
Probably.
Of course. Well, because she used to go out with, what's his name, Mark, someone... Captain Mark.
She used to go out with...
You know, she married him.
She used to go out with... She used to go out with that Mark bloke, but he was not...
She hobnobbed. She hobnobbed.
But she chucked him.
Yeah, she did. She went out with someone else.
Another royal news.
Oh, the baby.
Oh, no.
I haven't even mentioned the baby.
Woman has baby. Girl.
What do you think they're going to call him?
Boy.
Jethro, I think.
Boy, yeah. King Jethro.
Prince Jethro.
Yeah, that would do it, I reckon.
What do you reckon they're going to call him?
Tyler Mercedes.
No, I don't think so.
Do you not?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you know what we're going to do now, though?
Yes.
We're going to hit some more disco.
Oh, really? You're in a disco mood, aren't you?
Yeah.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back. Bit of Bee Gees there.
I know why you chose that.
Why?
You saw my sparkling teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you see me in a full disco?
Very impressive. I just thought, it was actually Barry Gibb or John Travolta.
John Travolta.
I thought,
That was my full John Travolta impersonation.
Exactly.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Venom Tech again that says, thanks to Kent International Business and to Vanilla Web for the shout outs. We've got a new Facebook page showing our venomous animals.
Are you on there? Can you tell? No, I'm not. I'm a sweetie pie. What do they actually do? Please, pray tell.
They milk various venomous animals.
For skincare?
No. The way I understand it, I mean, Steve may know better than me, but...
But he's expired with the heat now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's done his bit.
As I understand it, what they're doing is they extract various venoms for pharmaceutical companies to use to isolate various things in those venoms for use in drug production.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. I don't think you could be too... You wouldn't want to be squeamish, though, would you? I mean, I know it's things like spiders and snakes, so not for the faint-hearted, but...
He's been bitten a few times as well, hasn't
he? No, but what... I'm still not clear. I know I'm not... You know, I know what you're going to say.
You're not the sharpest tool in the box, yeah.
How rude. But is it for face or creams, you know, to...
No, it's for drug testing. So what they do is
Well, they inject a snake TB or something.
No. Various venoms, when you're bitten, do various things. So some things will paralyse you.
Right.
Some things will thin your blood. Some things will thicken your blood. That's how they kill you.
Yeah.
So what they do is various people that are testing various drug formulations want something that will thin your blood, for instance.
Yeah.
So they go, can I have the poison of a funnel web spider? Because that's known. And what they then try to do is isolate the ingredient in the toxin that causes that to happen so that you can use it in the formulation of a drug product.
Okay, I do understand now. Thank you for your patience.
That was hard work.
Yeah. No, but they do use bee venom, for example, and snake venom in ladies' creams or gentlemen's creams. I think you've been using it. You're looking very dapper.
Thank you.
I'm sure they've got the website. Probably best to have a quick look on that.
Yeah. Or a long look, I think. Paul Andrews, you've had a tweet from James Gardner.
Hold on. Before you do that, can I finish off the tweet I was doing before you interrupted?
Must you?
Yeah, which was the Venom Tech one that were trying to tell us that they've got a Facebook page. facebook.com/VenomTech. Limited LTD Venom VENOMTECH LTD Venom Tech.
And where are Venom Tech based, Ed?
They're based in Canterbury.
Right, well, tell them please to email jules@pressupgroup.com, and I would love to write about them in my business column, which is in KRN Weekly.
The last time I saw them, they were based at the Enterprise Hub at the University of Kent, Canterbury. I don't know if they're still there, but I think they are.
Is that where Pip Ayres is based?
Yeah, next door.
May I say, can I tell you this tweet now?
Yeah, go on.
Well, James Gardner has said, Vanilla Web, you've got budgie smugglers trending.
Really?
Hashtag budgie smugglers.
Oh, good. At least I've done some good today.
Yes.
Fabulous. Thank you, James.
Fabulous for a business show, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought they were going to say they were going to make rubber ones or something.
We've taken over from Royal Baby Watch then.
Yeah, budgie smugglers. Yeah. Can't be bad. Mm. Right, one more email and then we're going to come to our next studio guest.
Yes, we will be talking later on about lovely Romney Marsh Wool, so stay tuned. RW Coaching presents Smarter Working, Master Your Emails. Oh, I need this. Tomorrow I'm going to be accessing all my emails from 11 days on holiday. Rosemary Williams also welcomes her invited expert, Graham Tarrant, from EcoBytes. That's BYTEES, EcoBytes Consulting. Between them, they will guide you through how to make your email work for you and increase your effectiveness and, in turn, profitability. So from this day, you're going to learn, explore the use of IT to master your emails, discover what changes you need to make to increase your effectiveness and profitability, learn how to work to your optimum performance, and make sure you don't get out of control with your revenue and income. The date for this, for your diary, is Tuesday, September the 10th. So so you'll have to listen to Business Bunker and Scoff and Quaff in the evening. Timings: morning session 9:30 for registration, and there's a buffet lunch from 1 to 2. So then there's an afternoon session as well till 5 p.m. and the venue is at Bartella's, Hook Green, Rotham Road, Mepham, Kent. And that's if you
Rotham.
What is it then?
Rotham.
Oh, honestly, all these northern names down here, I don't know. Rotham. Rotham. Rotham, I call it.
Have you never been to West Kent? Because it seems that everywhere in West Kent you can't pronounce. Item, Rootham, Westmoreland, can't pronounce any of them.
Where do they make up these names? I mean, Mepham, M-E-O-P-H-A-M. I did an O-level in English, you know.
I think you'll find that most of those places are Norman French.
Yeah, they do sound very Norman French. And do you know what I discovered on holiday?
No.
www.cvilla.eu, villas available, that French people really do say ooh la la.
Really?
They really do. It was amazing. They were all around my pool and they were going, ooh la la, ooh la la. I said, oh my God.
Yeah, but that's probably because you threatened them.
I thought
get on with it, because I want to talk to our next guest.
I thought I was at a vaudeville performance. Okay, so if you want to book Bartella's, and this is, to recap, September the 10th, you need to phone 01474 812 154, and there is a website which is rwcoachingsept.eventbrite.co.uk. And so that's RW Coaching, Smarter Working, Master Your Emails. Sounds like a very good workshop, that, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good. It does. Cool. Look, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our second guest today onto the Business Bunker, Christina Bolden from Romney Marsh Walls. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. We want to hear about you and your business, and of course you've also been working in conjunction with Steve, which is how we got introduced. So tell us a little bit about you and your business.
Well, firstly, thank you for having me too.
Pleasure.
So our business is Romney Marsh Walls. My husband is a sixth generation farmer. It was his great great grandfather who set off with some of the original Romneys back in 1882. Mm. And yes, Paul's now the sixth generation, so we've had the flock since the very beginning. Paul's always been really, really keen on the sheep. I'm not actually personally from a farming background,
right.
So I've sort of learned to love the sheep, as it was. And
is that allowed? Sorry.
Well. And he always felt there was a lot more that could be done with the wool, particularly.
Mm.
So we sort of founded Romney Marsh Wools back in 2008 because we both felt that, you know, instead of importing and exporting wool, why not actually use the skills in this country and have our own wool hand processed right through to an end range.
Mm.
So we do use some traditional weavers in the UK,
right, okay.
Who transform it into our throws and cushions, and we also do a range of toiletries which is made with the lanolin from the wool.
Okay, cool.
So a lot of people don't actually know what lanolin is, but
I was just about to ask you.
Sheep produce lanolin naturally. It's what keeps them warm and dry, and when you shear them, it's still in the fleece. It's
right.
Very oily.
Yeah.
And effectively, you can wash and extract that, and it is one of the closest matches to our own skin tone, so it just naturally rehydrates the skin.
Right.
I mean, it's also used for other things like fishermen's jumpers, for obvious reasons,
mm-hmm.
On sail masks as well. So it's, albeit known as a sort of byproduct, it has all these many benefits in its own right.
Mm.
And can you make a bar of soap out of it?
Absolutely.
We could be doing sheep things all afternoon at this rate. Sorry, Christina. I can only apologise. Okay, let's recall. And funnily enough, though, I mean, Romney Marsh and the greater area, not just Romney Marsh, but right round where I live in Censton, 200-300 years ago, was famous for its wool and its wool exports and was part of the massive economy of this country. So it's something we kind of lost and are now recovering.
It is. I mean, if you look at sort of most of the churches in this country, we're actually built by the woolen industry.
Yeah.
And the Romney Marsh has particularly got an awful lot of history. I'm sure a lot of you will be familiar with the Dr. Zinn stories.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, I believe it was a hangable offence, actually, because they were smuggling the wool across the borders when they put the tax duties on. So, it's a lovely area, and a lot of people have a lot of memories or sort of emotional connections to the Romney Marsh. And one of the nice things is to be able to say that, you know, we're family farmers with our own flock on the actual Romney Marsh, who were particularly bred for the Romney Marsh, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I believe there is still more sheep than people here. I think somewhere around the region of 20,000 sheep. Mm. So much simpler than neighbours, I suppose. But
yeah. Absolutely. So you've got your own flocks of sheep. You shear those sheep and you extract the lanolin for use in various things, and then you spin the wool. And you actually manufacture our own products, or do you send that out to be manufactured?
No, we use the skills in this country. We are farmers at the end of the day.
Yep.
We don't pretend to be able to do everything.
No, of course.
So, you know, we take our wool fleeces to a traditional weaver who's actually in Wales.
Right.
And he does the whole process there. So he'll wash, card, spin and weave.
Right, okay.
And that whole process from the raw fleece through to an end product can take between 5 and 6 months.
Right.
So it is quite a lengthy process. But as I say, it's a natural renewable product, and I really want to sort of try and raise the awareness of wool.
Mm.
And I think, you know, people are becoming more aware of sustainability and are wanting more natural things, so
absolutely.
It's quite fitting.
Absolutely. There's been a big sea change in things just recently in all kinds of walks of life and all kinds of industries. We went through a long period where we were prepared to buy things in this country that were just pilot high, sell it cheap, knock it out. And I think one of the catalysts for that was to discover we were all eating horse meat when we didn't know we were, and that's focused people an awful lot more on thinking about what they consume at all kinds of levels and how they consume it, and going back towards organic, free range, locally produced, handmade products, because you've got some better idea of what it is you're dealing with. It's a natural based product, and absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more, and you've hit the zeitgeist of that spot on the head. So when you send out your wool to your weavers in Wales and stuff like that, is your business about telling them what you want them to make it into, or are you just wholesaling, as it were? So do you just provide them wool, or do you go, make me some vests out of that and send them back?
You love your vests.
I love vests. If I didn't have my vest on now, I'd be in big trouble.
No, the whole idea was that we wanted to see the whole process through, so we are in control from start to finish. So yes, we use the skills, as I say, with the weavers, but you know, there are my designs, you know, my range. I've decided to just stick to the natural colours rather than sort of going down the coloured route, which is also lovely, but for us, we felt it was more timeless. And in actual fact, with the coloured fleeces, you know, you can actually do quite a variety of designs. So
because you get different coloured sheep, don't you? You get black sheep and brown sheep and spotted sheep and all that kind of nonsense.
No, but what you mean is dyeing purple and things like that.
That was technical. That was a technical description I just gave.
But having said that, did you know there's over 100 different sheep breeds in this country, which is the most in the
world. 100?
Wow.
Can I just ask one thing, Paul? How do you differentiate between sheep for wool and sheep for eating?
Well, our flock is a commercial flock, but, you know, what's happened over time is, you know, initially the farmer probably would have been breeding them predominantly for the wool because it was worth an awful lot.
Yeah.
And over time, that changed. So now they're really bred for the meat. Now, the Romneys themselves, as say, are a specific breed for the marsh because they're quite a hardy sheep. Mm. And they don't...
You've got webbed feet.
They don't suffer so much from foot rot and things, basically.
See, I know.
Foot rot, I say.
Yeah.
And they have...
Trench foot.
Yeah. And let a woman speak to
trench foot, that's all.
They have a very, very nice fleece. So they're probably one of the better fleeces in this country.
Mm.
Because each fleece and each breed, should I say, has a different fleece. Which determines the softness. So if you imagine a fibre, so a human hair is 100 microns. If you go up to Scotland and look at some of the Highland sheep, which look very goat-like, they probably have quite a coarse fibre, so it'd be around 50 microns. The Romneys are around sort of 31, 32 microns. And then if you look at something like Merino, which is the sort of ultimate sheep, if you like, in
that's the like the creme de la creme, isn't it?
It is. They're around sort of, well, they've got them down to 11 in sort of Australia and New Zealand. So that would be softer than Pashmina because it's 5 times less than a human hair.
Right.
And quite often people that say they're allergic to wool, it's not that they're allergic, they have just very sensitive skin and therefore the fibre irritates the skin. But actually most can wear something like Merino. Pinots.
Right.
So what I'm saying is with a Romneys, they're actually just sort of ideally suited for blankets and things, whereas perhaps, you know, up in Scotland, they'd be ideal for insulation.
Yeah.
Yes, it's big in now in roofs and insulation in walls.
We should do more.
We should do more.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably with Steve, you're working at exporting your beautiful wool products.
So I'm very much at the forefront. We're still quite a small business. It was only 2 years ago that I actually gave up my full-time job to sort of focus on the business. And, I sort of seized the opportunity to work and be part of the KIB 100 because I'd very much like to explore the opportunities of going into international trade.
Mm.
For one, I feel a bit, you know, there's a responsibility in trying to get some money back into the country.
Yeah.
But there are some phenomenal opportunities out there. And from a personal point of view, I haven't necessarily had the experience with international trade personally. So, you know, being able to join up gives me that networking and also just the knowledge which I don't have, and so I'm able to start planning now strategically on how I potentially can move into these foreign markets without being, you know, overwhelmed, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just thinking about the wool industry, though. Are there no weavers down here? I'm interested that you go to Wales for a weaver. Obviously, they've had it, you know, traditionally over the years, but nothing around here?
Sadly not, no. There are really just sort of handfuls now of weavers in this country. You know, a lot of them went to China. So, no, in Kent there is nobody.
That's very interesting. So maybe we could get some Welsh weavers to do workshops down here.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Over to you, Steve. You can sort that out.
Just a little job for you this afternoon if you'd like to get on with that.
Only Paul wants a vest.
Well, I've got my BlackBerry with me. I'll get onto it right away.
No, but it, you know, without being funny, that is one of the ways that you redo things, isn't
yeah.
it? Is that you re-establish industries.
Kids are just leaving school.
Yeah.
Who want to work with textiles and the universities and things?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, funny enough, it's one of those things when people talk about the evolution of new technologies and stuff. They always leave gaps in the market for things. You can actually reintroduce old techniques because gaps appear in the market on different reasons and for different basis. You know, the wool industry and the weaving industry in Kent, you know, where I live in Tenterton and Cranbrook were well-known weaving towns. In the 16th and 17th century when I first moved there,
yeah,
and they gradually died away and started to do other things. But you could reintroduce that, you could bring those skills back, and it's an absolutely good idea. So where next for Ronnie Marshall's? So far, what have you done as a company in terms of looking at your overseas market, and where do you think you're going to go next?
I say we're very much at the forefront, so at the moment I'm going along to the networking events and trying to get some contacts and some information on how to actually strategically be able to move into those markets.
Mm.
Where we are today is that I've got three key engines that where I sell my range. So I've got a website which I launched last year.
Right.
I'm also I've got around 30 stockists now in Kent and Sussex. And then I go around to a lot of events. I just spent the last weekend, 3 days at the CLA Game Fair in Warwickshire. So that was quite an experience. But it's all about building the brand awareness and sort of getting yourself out there and telling your story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And through that, you know, fortunately, we meet a lot of entrepreneurial businesses, and you sort of get the contacts that way too.
Yeah, brilliant. Good stuff.
What are your best sellers?
What are my best sellers? Well, the highest turnover will be the toiletries range because I suppose the price point. But, you know, we have very loyal customers, which is lovely. I went to Penshurst this year at the Spring Fair, and I had one customer who's consecutively bought a throw every year and was sort of looking through the range and then bought another one, which was amazing. So she's slowly filling her house up.
Mm. And can we buy online?
You absolutely can. So our website is www.romneymarshwalls.co.uk.
Cool. I was just going to say, yeah, so we've got a really good opportunity for Romney Marshalls in particular. We're organising a day trip to a trade fair in Belgium in November called Horeca, which is basically the supply industry to the restaurant and catering industry. So good opportunities there for You know, for the toiletry products, good opportunity to look at the market, what type of things sell over there in Belgium. And of course, I know Christine has also been in touch with some of the local international trade advisors as well to sort of talk about which markets might work best for some of those products.
And isn't it interesting that a lot of the wool trade in this country was initially, the impetus was from Flemish weavers that imported to the UK, that came to live here, so now we're taking it back. And how things go full circle, really incredible. Christina, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been absolutely fascinating to hear about your business and about how you're expanding and growing your business and earning the UK export income eventually, which is fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Spend the rest of, we've only got a few minutes left on the show, but do stay with us for the rest of the show. For the moment, Christina Balder of Romney Marsh Walls, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Now, I'm just wondering whether Christina is going to send the royal baby some little booties. I've got to ask.
Happily.
Yes, and what colour was, so you said natural colours, so what colour would it look like?
It would be a natural tan.
Lovely. Okay. So good. Little baby will get, a little baby Jethro, Prince
Sheepskin
Jethro.
Sheepskin coat straight away, sorted.
Of course, a gilet. I bet she makes gilets.
Yeah. Right, we've got hardly any time left. We've got a gazillion emails. I've got tweets coming in all over the place.
Tell us some tweets, Paul Andrews.
First of all, your question to VenomTech, they've actually answered it properly, rather than my really woeful attempts.
Yes, you were a bit vague.
Yeah. No, but it was you.
Was it me?
Just listen. VenomTech says, we are indeed providing venoms for new therapeutics. The first ever high blood pressure drug came from snake venom, Captopril. Seven more licensed and 12 in clinical development at the moment.
That's really interesting. So almost a maybe natural way to get your high blood pressure down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've also had a tweet from Domination Paintball, who are based here at Hagland's Farm.
Ah, yes.
And they go, hi Paul, can you let your listeners know that we are open 7 days a week for the holidays, so let the battle commence.
I'd love to get you on a paintball
I bet you would.
Circuit.
So that's Paintball Domination. You can find them down here where the Channel Radio studio is at Hagland's Farm, just outside Dimchurch, between Dimchurch and Hythe. Do have a look at them. I think it's dominationpaintball.co.uk is their website. So do check that out. I've got
James Gardner has said you're having a great show today, guys. Must mean me.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course.
Cooper Burnett have supported Matthew Sankey in his successful license application for the old fish market on the Pantiles. Here we go again, other things being reinvented and re-bought back.
Old fish.
Yeah, well, plans by Matthew Sankey of Sankey's to open up the old fish market on the Pantiles in Tunbridge Wells as a champagne and seafood bar.
Ooh.
Have been taken another... Oh, come back, Jules, we haven't finished, come back.
It's my one weakness.
Yeah, have taken another step closer with the granting of a licence for the premises. Matthew was advised in the application to the sub-licensing committee of Tunbridge Wells Borough Council by Lee Reeves Perrin, a partner at Cooper Burnett in the town. Lee worked with Matthew on the submissions, which were submitted to the sub-licensing committee meeting. News of the development of the old fish market, which was previously the tourist information centre, caused some of the building's neighbours on the Pantile concern, but the submission dampened these worries and instead emphasised the benefits of opening up the building once again. The old fish market building was constructed around 1745 and was associated with the supply and sale of fish, shellfish and poultry for many years. The building was largely rebuilt in 1895 to the design of William Barnsley Hughes, with three open fronts enabling the stalls to display fish, poultry and game. Mac Fisheries, do you remember them? Mac Fisheries, blimey.
Yeah.
Took over the building in 1930 and continued to trade in fish
until
1946. You fell for that. You went for that. Yeah, I remember that. I used to go shopping there.
Yeah.
Well, they shut in 1946.
That's Elizabethan, isn't
it? Yeah, when it came to a shop selling china and glass. The new champagne and seafood bar will complement Sankey's seafood bar and brasserie on Mount Ephraim. And it's Fishmongers on Vale Road.
A fish finger. I do love a fish finger, don't you?
Well,
oh, you said fishmonger, sorry.
Sankey's, Matthew Sankey, does the Tunbridge Wells tweet up, twattle.
Yeah.
And they do free fish finger sandwiches at that one.
I do love a fish finger sandwich.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll invite Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show on Tuesday on Channel Radio at 11 to 12.
Absolutely.
It's a food show.
Christina has just reminded me that she's going to also do send us a little bit of an overview about something that she attended this morning, which was the launch from Kent County Council of the Marsh Million.
Oh, yes.
And luckily, Christina was at that. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that. But basically, KCC have made available some funds to the Romney Marsh area to help start up and growing businesses. So if you'd like to tell us a little bit about what you heard there, Christina, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, it was a really interesting morning. Effectively, there is this $1 million which is being invested onto the marsh over a period of 3 years. And applications are sort of like starting from the 23rd of September. What they're aiming to do is get around 70 businesses to actually apply, and they're hoping to create 75 jobs through it.
Well, that's incredible, 75.
Absolutely. And the whole idea of it is that you can get an interest-free loan anywhere between sort of $2,500 to $10,000. So if you are a small business and you've got sort of some great ideas, whether you want to try and market or you need to invest in some, you know, some machinery, or even sort of looking to employ somebody, then this might be a really good way for you to sort of get some monies that, you know, then you actually repay it over a 5-year time period. So very realistic, and hopefully will give a lot of small businesses sort of some new opportunities.
Brilliant, absolutely. It's a fantastic thing for the marsh. We do need some stuff down here on the marsh.
Yeah, but 75 jobs is amazing,
isn't it?
It's
good, it's good. I mean, the job market is quite buoyant in Kent, but down here on the marsh they do suffer quite a bit because there's not many big employers down here, and the tourism industry is in a bit of a state.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great initiative, actually, and I think, you know, it follows on from the expansion East Kent and the Tiger funds that we've got, and, you know, at Kent County Council, we really understand how important, you know, finance is to businesses at this time, and we really want to support them in growth, so.
Absolutely, yeah, and small business, I mean, funnily enough, despite our proximity to London, Kent as a county is one of the biggest counties for small businesses, with 60,000 small businesses and growing. It's great, and to have access to finance is incredibly useful because the banks ain't lending at the moment, not to us anyway.
Can I just plug something as well?
Yeah, of course you can.
On Saturday, the New Romney Fair is on, and there'll be a lot of small businesses there, so I do hope people will come along. I think it's on from 9 till 5.
Brilliant.
And it's a great family day out.
That's the New Romney Fair, yeah?
That's the New Romney
Fair. Do you know where that takes place?
It's actually on the green behind, you know, the main street.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
From 9 till 5.
Brilliant, fantastic. Thank you, Christina. She's a mine of information.
She is.
I'm going to get her back, yeah.
She is.
She's really good.
Yes, and she can knit you a vest at the same time.
Exactly. I want to read this before you start.
Please do.
It's a free seminar because it follows on from basically what Christina and Steve were saying.
You don't have to placate me. That's fine. You can read it.
Oh, thank you. It's a free seminar from the FSE Group on raising business angel funding in 2014. It's a long way off, but I'm telling you now because we're going to tell you a few times because we expect it to get quite busy. It doesn't take place until the 2nd of October, and it takes place at 4 p.m. at Kent Science Park at Sittingbourne. And are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner manager looking to raise finance next year? If so, have you considered business angel funding? This is where high net worth individuals invest not only money but also expertise in helping SMEs deliver their growth potential. Sums range from £50,000 to £500,000 and are offered in exchange for equity, which is a stake in the business. These people expect the money to be locked in for 5 to 6 years before they have an exit, typically based on a trade sale. So if you'd like to find out more about the angel investment industry, what's available, and to meet some angel investors, I suggest you go along to the Kent Science Park at Sittingbourne on the 2nd of October at 4 p.m. Let me just tell you who's speaking. There's Paul Delahunty, who I know very well, who is from the FSE Group, and he's going to give you an overview of business angel funding. There's Sharon Aldersley, and from In a Nutshell, which is the name of a company, and they will emphasise the importance of companies developing a strong marketing and PR strategy. Then there's Simon Clark of Kingston Smith, who works with a number of entrepreneurial businesses, that talks about the tax implications of raising this kind of money. And then a great, great mate of mine, Louise Cox-Chester, who is an angel investor and an all-round brilliant lady. And she has 25 years of financial sector experience as a director of major investment banks and investment institutions and also private companies, and is also the founder of three businesses. And Louise is someone that you really do want to listen to.
She's amazing.
She's an amazing lady. So do get along to that. It's at the Kent Science Park on the 2nd of October, and you can find out about it by going to their website, which was angelfundingseminar.eventbrite.co.uk. And there is a link to that on our new page. We have a new page on the Kent Business Radio website. We have a community page.
That's a good idea.
And we have an events page. And on the events page, you can find events like this and networking groups. And on the community page, you can find all the charities and all the fundraising events that we mention from time to time on this show.
Well, I hope the Kent Business Tweet Up is on there.
It is indeed.
Very good. Very, you know, whatever the word is of you.
If we're still
magnanimous, doing... brilliant.
Can I do another plug?
Yeah, yeah. Of course you can.
Right. Also part of Producing Kent member, which is a brilliant organisation, all about raising local, whether you're actually a food producer or you're actually a craft. Do go on their website, which is www.producingkent.co.uk. As I say, excellent network. You can learn a lot from them.
Yes.
Absolutely. We went to the annual event.
We did. I took Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, we went. Yes. We went to the Producing Kent Awards.
It was Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show, 11 to 12 on a Tuesday morning, that went.
Mm. And it was cracking night.
It was a great night. And a lot of our guests on Scoff and Quaff won
awards. Yeah.
Kent Tunbridge, Fine Foods.
Tunbridge Farmers Market.
Yeah, Matthew Kearsey Lawson. Great guys. Mm. I just found your music on the back of here.
Thank you.
The Hustle. Yes,
yeah, so
you're definitely in a disco
mood. I'm in a disco mood, I told you, I'm in a disco mood.
Far too hot to disco. The local business roadshow, it's B2B. This is Manana, the 24th of July, is that correct?
Yes, 24th? Manana.
Because I've lost track of dates.
That's Manana.
Opened by Folkestone MP Damien Collins. As we move forward in these ever-changing times, we need to look down every avenue in order to ensure business success. This is your local business roadshow. It's free to attend. Meet top suppliers showcasing their products and services, network with key players within the business community, access business advice, source product purchasing information, grow your business. And this is held within the Channel Suite at the Leescliffe Hall, and it is supported by the Kent Channel Chamber, Kent Business Academy, the Federation of Small Businesses and Kent Regional Newspapers, who I do a weekly business column for.
You don't, do you?
I do, yes. And any business news, please send to jules@pressupgroup.com. So that is Manana, 24th of July, 10:30 to 3 o'clock in Folkestone at the Leescliffe Hall. Just contact Kent General Chamber, I guess, to find out more about that.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Bexley Home Care.
Have they booked your place?
Very good. For home care and living care needs, please give us a call on 01322 470070, or visit bexleyscp.com. bexleyscp.com.
Thank you. They've got your bedpan and little thing that you put in, you know, to warm up the bed.
My kids have started that already.
Have they?
Yeah. Give me money, Dad, otherwise, you know, you're going to suffer because we're in charge of your care home.
Talking of cvilla.eu, where you can rent a villa, biggest balloon.
Cvilla, is that?
Yes.
Cvilla.eu. What do they do?
You can rent a lovely villa.
Can you really?
Especially Villa Oliver's.
Really?
Which has a sea view and a big
pool.
Where
would that be then?
Moreira.
Really?
Valencia.
If you go there and you rent it, is that where my sombrero and donkey is?
Yeah, they can bring it back. Also, I left him where my new husband's in the doghouse. He left in the fridge. I bought an artichoke to bring back, which I couldn't afford in England, but I bought from the market. Lovely.
Yeah.
Fresh dates. Lovely green peppers, all local produce in the Spanish market, and my new husband's left them all in the fridge.
Right.
And we're not going back for 3 weeks, so they'll all be rotten.
Oh, you'll just have to go back tomorrow, Joyce.
I know, I was thinking of sending someone to get them, and they could have a free holiday. Do you want to go, Steve?
Yeah, sounds good.
You speak Spanish.
Exactly. Yeah,
so go and get them out of my fridge. So anyway, talking of Spain and cvilla.eu.
Were we?
Balloon Fiesta, you see where I'm going from? Fiesta in Britain comes to Kent this autumn. The skies over Kent look set to host one of the biggest displays of hot air balloons in Europe this autumn. It was announced earlier this summer after a 2-year absence. The Southern Model Fest was making a welcome return to the county on the 14th and 15th of September, and it's going to be in Headcorn Aerodrome. So it's organised by Heritage Events, and is there a website on here? No. The Southern Model Fest, so Google it.
Well, Heritage Events are already listed on our events and community page.
That's so what I like about you. You're so on the ball.
The websites are already there, so you can find them on the Business Bunker website.
Very good. So you can get Skybus ballooning at Headcorn Aerodrome. That sounds brilliant. And the Red Arrows are going to be there.
Cool.
Synchro.
Do, 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 do.
Yes.
Cool.
Electric Lantern Festival in Tunbridge Wells, Paul Andrews, International Film Festival, which has doubled the number of days it runs to cope with the volume and quality of submissions. So to find out the full schedule of the festival, you can go to www.electriclanternfestival.co.uk. There you go.
Brilliant.
After you.
Yep. The town centre base for small firms. Small firms have finally access to fully serviced offices in the centre of Sittingbourne with the official opening of the Sears Business Centre. Operated by Neville Sears of London-based Sears Communication and established with the support of Locating Kent, the county's investment promotion agency, 1,500 square foot of space making up phase one of the development in Station Street was opened by the Mayor of Swale, Councillor Sue Gent, on July the 18th. At a reception attended by local MP Gordon Henderson and representatives from local businesses and organisations, a further 1,500 square feet across the second floor will be made available to meet demand as it arises. This is the only fully serviced office space in Sittingbourne Town Centre and it offers businesses a number of ways in, said Neville Sears. If you want more information on the Sears Business Centre, please visit our website, which is www.sears, that's S-E-A-R-S, businesscentre, all one word, .co.uk. Sounds a bit like Fruitworks in Canterbury.
Yes. I love Fruitworks, I must say, and they always do have fruit there in a bowl.
They do. We have.
I love that
fresh fruit on offer to the members of Fruitworks.
Yeah, I know. I ate it all the last time I was in there.
I noticed. I've got another email here. 365 Whitstable Treasure Hunt this Saturday, the 27th of July, starting between 10 a.m. and 10:30 outside the old Neptune pub, finishing at 12:30. There's prizes, and each member of the winning team will receive the Year in the Life of Canterbury, Faversham, and Sheppey books, the 3-book volume. Two tickets to Picasso Through the Eyes of Lee Miller and Roland Penrose with Anthony Penrose, and two tickets to Steve Bloom Living Africa. Price £10 per team, up to four people. For booking and further information, go to www.365, that's the numbers, 365projects.co.uk/Whitstable-events. And we hope to see you there, and that's from Emma.
Diary Day, Folks and Jobs Fair, Thursday the 19th of September, 10 to 3. You need to go on to www.folkestonjobsfair.com, Thursday the 19th of September, 10 to 3.
Blimey. Do you know, I think we've reached the end of the show.
I think we've reached the end of our tether.
We've melted in here.
It's very, very warm.
We've completely melted. We need to get the air conditioning back on.
I'm so glad that we deodorised before the show.
I was just about to make a deodorant joke and she beat me to it.
Yes.
But, anyway, look, it's an absolute pleasure to have you all with us on the Business Bunker Show once again. A big, big thank you to our studio guests, Mr. Steve Sampson of Kent County Council, International Business Unit, Business International...
Well, Economic Development Unit.
Economic Development Unit.
Okay. You knew that, Paul.
But on behalf of Kent International Business.
On behalf of Kent.
It's a little bit confusing.
See, I'm there. Yeah. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure to hear from you.
And you're welcome.
And also, Christina Balder from... Boredom from Romney Marsh Walls. Thank you so much for joining us, Christina.
Thank you.
And for giving us all that useful information.
Lanolin.
Yeah. And all the other stuff she knew.
And you know, guess what? The other perk of coming on this show in this hot weather is you've probably lost about half a stone in sweat.
We have officially melted.
Yeah, absolutely. It's horrible.
It's like a little sauna. Some people pay for this, you know. And Christina, where are you from originally?
I'm actually Danish.
I knew it. I knew it. I saw a little bit of little flicker there.
I love Copenhagen. It's one of my favourite places.
Yeah.
Anyway. Enough of that. Thank you all for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you all. We will be back next week with a full and packed show. Coming up on Channel Radio later today at 3 o'clock, we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cairn. That's followed by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, we have Jamie Leftarm and Josh Burrell with New Potatoes.
Unsigned bands.
Unsigned, up and coming. There's some cracking music
great
on that
great idea.
Yeah, so do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. I've been Paul Andrews. You've been Jules Serkin.
Pass the licorice.
We've got loads of licorice to eat, and we're going to cool down now, and we'll see you next week.
Sorbet.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't